This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. A Caritas volunteer says there is great excitement in Lesbos about Pope Francis's visit to the island, and said he hopes the Pope will speak out against the injustice of the deportations of refugees and migrants to Turkey under the deal between the EU and Ankara. I was speaking to Leonard Meacham, a volunteer for Caritas and JRS, just hours before the start of the papal visit to Lesbos.
There's great excitement. Obviously, a papal visit to the island, it's the first time that it has ever happened. But also it's very exciting for our Orthodox brothers and sisters because they have a visit by the Patriarch as well. There's a lot of media attention here. I'm in the Catholic Church at the moment, and there is a stream of television crews and radio stations from all over the world, all over Europe, coming to see us. As a small Catholic community here, we are absolutely thrilled that he is coming. We will get to meet him at the harbour. Ironically, it's actually quite close to where some of the Frontex boats have been arriving with refugees.
What message are you personally hoping for from Pope Francis in his speeches? We all know that he's got the plight of the refugees and migrants very much in his heart.
Yes, I hope he will speak out on behalf of them. I think that's why he's coming. I hope that he will speak out for the best possible treatment for them, that he may talk also about perhaps the injustice of the deportations. I would also hope that he would send out a message of tolerance as well, because I think that Islamophobia is being exploited in a lot of countries all over Europe. And from my personal contact with refugees here, I think it's more born out of ignorance rather than knowledge. And I think that this is what I would like to hear him say, that that we should show solidarity to people, that we should be, welcome them as refugees from very difficult situations.
As we all know, Lesbos has been in the front line in receiving refugees and migrants on its shores. Has that number arriving on the island noticeably lessened and since the EU-Turkish deal?
I think it has lessened, but one of the things is that we have far less contact with refugees because Frontex boats pick them up out at sea, and then they're taken to the harbour where they are put into closed vehicles and taken to the camps. So refugees were far more visible on the island in the past. Since these new arrangements, we don't tend to see refugees moving around in the town as much. And we also do not see arrivals on the beaches either to any great extent.
And what are conditions like in these camps? I've heard from a number of people that they're pretty bad.
I can't speak from any experience because one of the problems is that NGOs are either not going in or are not allowed into the camps. But from stories that I've heard from people who have been in there, Syrian refugees, conditions are not good. Not good at all. There's a certain amount of overcrowding. It's a new situation because many of the non-governmental organizations, most of them, in fact, have refused to actually operate in the camps giving assistance to refugees because they feel that one of their principles is doing no harm, and helping the system to potentially deport people is not something that they agree with.
You talked there about the concern about these deportations, but are there
Yes.
people on Lesbos who support them? Presumably there are some people who may be worried about the impact on the tourist industry, having the arrivals of migrants and refugees on their shores.
Well, I think there's some evidence that it has negatively impacted on tourism. But one of the things that I have heard is that many people have been impressed by the way that the island, the people of the island, have shown compassion and solidarity to the people arriving on their shores. And this is something that may benefit the island in terms of people who want to visit it later. As I say, though, at the moment, refugees tend to be out of sight. It's not the situation that it was in the summer when refugees were very much a presence in the centre of town and on the roads leading into the centre of town. But as you said, there is concern about what will happen, particularly in the tourist areas, because tourism is the lifeblood of the economy of the island in the summer.